This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Kate Jordan-Gofis. Kate, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Great. Kate, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I am the digital librarian for a healthcare software company. My company focuses on interactive patient care, and we primarily use videos to help educate patients and empower them in their healthcare journeys. I manage the video library for this company. We're a pretty small shop, so I'm involved in all phases of the digital asset management process. That includes rights management and vendor relations. I am a client resource. I work with implementation, our product and development teams. I work with our support teams, troubleshooting. And we also use a homegrown digital asset management system, so I do work with our development team quite a bit.
Kate, how does a company focus on interactive software to help hospitals get patients more involved in their own healthcare use digital asset management?
Because our software solution primarily uses videos to educate and empower patients, we have a large number of videos to manage. This includes version control, distribution, everything involved with digital asset management. And we have well over 100 client sites, facilities, hospitals who are using our software platform and thus our videos. So we use the digital asset management system to centrally manage files and also metadata for thousands of videos that are going to the software platforms in these hospitals. The videos are about various topics, ranging from oncology to relaxation content like nature videos. And so we use a digital asset management system to manage keywording, metadata, so we can know what we have available and also as a means of distributing that in a streamlined and efficient way. Healthcare changes really quickly. We need to be able to update our content in a quick and efficient way. And we need to be able to update that content at the hospitals, not just in one place. So we use a digital asset management system to do that. The needs of our hospitals vary widely, so we needed a way to be able to distribute what a hospital wants or what a hospital needs specific to that hospital. The digital asset management system allows us to maintain consistency across almost 200 hospitals and also control what is there, what isn't there. It also has allowed us to support growth. When I started with the company a couple years ago, we had 1/3 the number of client hospitals that we do now. And if we were still FTPing video files to all of our hospital sites and then manually configuring the videos.
That sounds more painful that way.
My life would be really terrible. Right now, we use the digital asset management system to distribute files to all of those sites. And we also distribute the metadata. And the way in which the files and metadata are transferred eases the configuration process at the individual hospital very much. We are constantly moving more toward automation and improving processes to make this less and less painful. So that's what we use it for, intellectual and physical control of our video files.
Kate, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with DAM?
I think that one of the biggest challenges I've seen is finding the right tools or system to manage your assets. Every organization is different and is going to have different needs and different ideas of what DAM is and what it can do for them. And so I have seen purchased DAMs. I have now seen a homegrown DAM. There's always the argument between hosting your own content and having your content hosted externally. And I think that it's really difficult and important to make sure that you're using the right solution for your needs. So I think that one of the challenges is that sometimes people jump into digital asset management without doing the background research first. Another challenge that I've seen is people expecting technology to fix everything and to do so immediately. A lot of digital asset management is improving processes and documentation and writing and enforcing rules. And that means dealing with people. And sometimes I will be asked, but I thought the digital asset management system was supposed to fix this. And the answer is often, well, it did fix it. It made it possible. It didn't make it necessarily as instantaneous. Mm-hmm. So I think that is another challenge, and that's a perception thing. We're very lucky that we definitely have buy-in on our digital asset management system at my organization. We existed for a long time doing the same kind of work without a digital asset management system, so I think there's an appreciation for ours. I also think that a challenge I've seen is that organizations are always evolving, and digital asset management systems, especially homegrown digital asset management systems, are always evolving. You have customization, you have enhancements, improvements, things like that. And so it's a delicate line to walk between improving your DAM and trying to force your DAM to do things that it wasn't meant to do and shouldn't do. It's hard to draw the line sometimes and say, well, the DAM could maybe do that, but it's not the best tool to use for that, and it's not going to make our DAM better. So some of the successes we've had using the digital asset management system and using it correctly has increased our turnaround time on new video content by over a factor of 4. It used to take significantly longer when we would get new content from either our partner vendors or from our clients. It used to take a really long time for us to get that loaded at all sites. And that's a big problem in healthcare because you always want the most up-to-date information. Patients deserve the most up-to-date information. So we've significantly cut down our turnaround time for loading video content. We've also improved consistency and control. I know for a fact that all of my sites have the most up-to-date videos that we have. So I don't have to go to every client site, every hospital to figure that out. I can access all of that information through our digital asset management system because our digital asset management system is linked very closely with the software platforms that are installed at all of our hospitals. And so it has made it easier to manage the content. It's also made it easier to answer questions. Internal and external stakeholders have lots of questions about videos. Sometimes they want to know if there's other content available, and it makes it easier when I can quickly look at what content they do have so I can tell them what they might want to add. We have almost 200 hospitals. They sometimes want to create their own videos, or they have found some relaxation video that they think is really great and they want loaded on their software platform. And they submit that to us, and we will load it and configure it on their software platform for them. It has to be ingested through the digital asset management system and encoded properly, and we need metadata and all of that stuff, but we encourage our hospitals to add any content to their facility that they think will make their patient population happy or improve outcomes for their patient population. Sometimes I get questions from one of our hospitals asking if I know about any music programs that their patients might be interested in. And I can look in our digital asset management system and say, yes, actually, this other facility in a completely different part of the country has found this great vendor that they love, and we already have the videos encoded, and if you get the licensing rights on your own through the digital asset management system, I can transfer those to you, and you don't have to get the videos encoded on your own. You don't have to buy DVDs from anybody. All you need is to give them a call and maybe a PO number. And that makes our clients really happy, and it makes patients really happy, and that makes me really happy.
What advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
So I think that something really important to remember is that a digital asset management system, in my experience, never operates on its own. It's never the only system that an organization is using. It is often seen as a support system, really. So I think it's really important to continue to focus on interoperability and making it so that your system plays nicely with others and is not cogging up the works for your organization. So I think that's something that we need to continue to focus on as a DAM community. I also think it's really important to focus on sustainability and scalability. We have a homegrown digital asset management system, so I have a lot of input into how our DAM system evolves. That's good, and that's also dangerous. We need to make sure that any changes that we make are in the interest of sustainability and scalability so it doesn't bite us in the bum later. I would say to people who are looking to get into the DAM profession that you should be tenacious. Just try to fix the problems that you face in your organization as well as you can, and recognize that it's going to take a while and you're probably going to have to try the same thing over and over a few times, maybe differently, maybe the same way, so that it works. And don't be discouraged by bigwigs who have fancy letters after their name. There are lots of different backgrounds in this field, and you don't have to have gone to school for information and library science to be good at this job, though I did. And I think that at the end, we're really trying to fix problems and fixing them along the way. And so I think that if you are flexible and creative, you're going to have more success fixing the problems. So that's what I would say.
Well, thanks, Kate.
Oh, you're so welcome.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, go to anotherdamblog.com. For this podcast and 150 other podcast episodes, including transcripts of all the interviews, go to anotherdampodcast.com. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.